What's up? This is your girl Taz at MC, and you are now tuning into the NC Hip Hop Show. Me and my boy Big Sin.
What's up, Sin?
We've teamed up to bring you a new and innovative talk show. We're not only going to chop it up, but we're going to play some cuts, talk about issues in the community, put y'all up on some game, and have real conversations with real people. I mean, really, whenever it says that we're on, trust and believe it's about to go down. Interested in having your music played or being a special guest? Hit us up on social media at NC Hip Hop Show. You can also hit up our site at nchiphopshow.blogspot.com. Without further ado, let's get into it.
Peace, God. What's good?
Peace. What's good, Lord, man? We're going to need some heavy artillery down here, man.
All right, say less, man. I know exactly who to go get, man. You know what I'm saying? Be cool, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'll be at you in a minute.
Say no more, God.
It's the art of war, let's get into position. Warrior style, main attraction, no divisions. Hardcore, no preservatives, no additions. No additives, no nothing, just spitting. It's the art of war, let's get into position. Warrior style, main attraction, no divisions. Hardcore, no preservatives, no additions. No additives, no nothing, just spitting. It's the art of war, let's move into position. Organically written, just to bring you this nutrition. Feed your soul with an array of compositions. Painted with love, no conditions, no restrictions. My energy's lifted, I'm about to take off. I shifted for the distance, long neck sawed off. 100 miles and running with the feet gnawed off. No shackles, Kute Kinte, and we still stand tall. We give it all real bars is what we bring. You say you want hip-hop, but won't let us do our thing. These are type of things that make me pop, block, and swing. My EP's a headbanger, listen for the ring. Pick up when I call, by any means necessary. From winter to fall, I march back into February. It's the art of war, my artillery's extraordinary. Give me a beat, and I'll write them, call a missionary. It's the art of war, let's get into position. Warrior style, main attraction, no divisions. Hardcore, no preservatives, no additions. No additives, no nothing, just spitting. It's the art of war, let's get into position. Warrior style, main attraction, no divisions. Hardcore, no preservatives, no additions. No additives, no nothing, just spitting. It's the art of war, and my artillery is heavy. Auxiliary cord, plugged in, call her Peggy. It's the way that I spit, got your dick stinking, I'm Becky. Good hair, nappy roots, relaxing, don't catch me, you. Don't impress me, no bars, it's just sex me. Sex, I only let the microphone undress me. Excessively longevity, you know how them sessions be. The art of war, my weaponry will make you bleed when I cock and squeeze. The pimp with ease, I'm a different breed, a different seed. Genetically not modified, that's why I ate this beat. Since I learned how to speak, all gas and no brakes. Since I lit my first flame, give me gas and no shake. Shake that ass, huh, boy, my back ache. I'd rather break dance and take it back to 88. Cassette tapes, posters, and homemade mixtapes. Forget being fake, you can get the gas, baby. It's the art of war, let's get into position. Warrior style, main attraction, no divisions. Hardcore, no preservatives, no additions. No additives, no nothing, just spitting. It's the art of war, let's get into position. Warrior style, main attraction, no divisions. Hardcore, no preservatives, no additions. No additives, no nothing, just spitting. It's the...
You and you.
before all these sucker MCs perpetrating the fraud. Your rhymes are cold whack, you can't fuck with the guard. And serving you, it's what I endure. Every swing that you feel is the unfadable sword. Indestructible, highly conductible, with a son of manpower that'll buckle you. Stay sharp when I throw these darts at you whack ass fools with disrespecting this art. This is real rap brawl, that's raw, rap real life, keeping it simple and keeping it real. Get some math in your path, cause they watching what you're doing, B. Or long world star laughing at your coonery. High noon, witness your doom in the standoff. To your gut like a Roethlisberger handoff. Rock your bell, you can call me Lady Arm. With a force that'll blow you to oblivion.
The storm comes, can't stand the rain. Put the pressure on you, lame, can't stand the pain. I'm a faithful leader, better than your name. Really see, survive the game. When that storm comes, can't stand the rain. Put the pressure on you, lame, can't stand the pain. I'm a faithful.
Dead to soul, bring you back to life, take control, puppeteer your earlobes, make you hear the truth as it unfolds. When you travel the globe, tell them about it, how the story's been told. How hip hop used to be hot, how the real sound ran them blocks. You cocksuckers don't know about that a lot. You just run them at the mouth, trying to emulate how the way they sound down south. You're not a country boy, more like a bocce boy, dick rider, lick off a whole clip inside ya. Nigga, I'll hang glide ya, make you a deep sea diver. Without the tank, you lose a breath like you're coughing off that dank. Round these clowns, you found your body in Crystal Lake. Like the beef of steak, spice you like a birthday cake. Black suit, black shoes, with a smirk on my face. At your wake, wake up, nigga, your style is fake.
On deck, mic check 1-2. See, hip hop loves me. Yeah, I love you too. See, I'ma do it for all you niggas that ain't make it. And when I'm looking down on you, you can't hate it. Fuck outta here. To you and your people, and I guess it's on. The next time I see you, bar for bar, homie, it don't matter to me. See, I'm not gonna fade like a Memphis Bleek. Just be Wick Man, nigga. First up on the train. Problem was created first time I got brain. Rain on your parade, you know this dude is so nice. You could eat all you want, just make sure you save my slice. Trap farted with a nothing to lose mental. Pages have a dollar amount when I sketch this pencil. Stage hitter, so protect your litter. The number one rule, don't fuck with this nigga.
When that storm comes, can't stand the rain. Put pressure on your lanes, can't stand the pain. On the table.
Yo, what's up? I want to take some time to send a special shout out to our sponsor, Walk Excellent. Walk Excellent is a new and upcoming business. If you don't know, they make 100% pure and natural body butters, fragrance oils, face and skin products, and more. Make sure that you check them out at www.walkexcellent.com. You can also follow them on Instagram and Twitter at Walk Excellent.
Yeah. You already know who it is. We are back. Yo, Big Fan.
Yeah.
What the fuck you doing?
I ain't doing nothing, man. Listening to these songs and shit.
Right.
That, you know, that he was playing on the show.
I can dig it. Getting into the vibe and shit, you know, trying to get things popping. And while I was doing that, I was eating these plant-based sausages. Have you ever heard of field roast before?
Nah.
Yeah, you should. If you see them, you should check into them.
I've been eating Morningstar.
Oh no. Oh no, boo boo. No, no. And I don't even mean to say it like that because I fuck with Morningstar too. You know what I'm saying? But like these are like, you know, and actually these ain't really, at least up here, they're not in the frozen section. It's like where the produce be. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so, you know, where the vegetables and stuff like that, they be having a section where you can get, like, certain plant-based food. So next time you are there, look for the field roast. I'm telling you, it's slapping. It's like, you know, it's like one of those, you know, fancy type of, like, you know, hot dogs per se or, like, you know, not hot dogs, but... Yeah, it's so good, and it tastes so much better. Like, Morningstar is cool, you know, with their little sausages, but this is the one, you know, where they look like they raw and shit, and the casing and stuff like that, and, you know, I usually pop them about them cases, and I throw them in the oven, you know what I'm saying, so I can get the little grill little kind of thing going on real quick. Telling you, they got this Chipotle one. It's fire. Fire. And if you don't like hot, then, you know, they got like this other one. It's like garlic or whatever. What, I just ate that one, that garlic one or whatever. It's so good, bro. So I just wanted to tell you because I know you appreciate that plant-based life too. And while the songs was playing, I was jamming, but I was over here fucking that shit up. I had to keep making sure I wasn't unmuted. You know, smacking and shit, you know, because it was like, man, it's always some shit popping off. Like, I've been like, I'm supposed to be working at home today, but I'm getting over a cold. But I've been grinding like all day, just doing videos, posting, trying to promote. And then like 10 minutes before the show, I'm like, fuck, I ain't ate nothing all day. And now I'm starting to feel dehydrated. Keep in mind, I'm blowing all day, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm just blowing. I'm about to spark again. I was like, shit, I got to eat something for it. I've been in, got on here and acted all crazy and shit and had to cuss you out because a nigga was hungry. Now I'm good, so you're in the safe zone.
Yeah, I just get, just cuss me out of shit. Nah, but,
yeah.
I fuck with, like, I'm going to tell you, the only thing, like, I eat from Morningstar is, like, the chicken products, like, you know, like the nuggets and shit like that. The chicken strip, shit like that. I don't fuck with, like, you know what I mean? Like them crumbles and shit. I don't fuck with that shit.
Yeah, I tried that. I wasn't a real big fan of it, you know, but I do like the those patties, those veggie chicken ones. And
now,
the ones with a little bit of spice to it is fire.
I'm going to tell you, them corn dogs, them shits be rocking.
Okay, I haven't tried those before, but I be seeing them, and I'm skeptical about it, but they're good.
Okay. Man, I'm trying to tell you, them shits taste just like corn dogs. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
just
see,
like
I
corn
dig
dogs.
It. Right. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out and shit. And I'm glad that this fucking shit be still going, because why does shit tell me we only had 90 seconds, but we recording and doing our thing anyway, so it's not going to cut us off. But my high ass only set us up for 15 minutes instead of an hour or two. My bad.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah. Oh, but you said you were going to try them?
Yeah, I'm going to try them sausages you talking about, because
yeah.
I might go by the grocery store tomorrow, man, because I be eating, I eat a lot of watermelon, man.
Okay.
And they have like the chunks and shit, you know what I'm saying, in the tub and shit. That shit be like $3.
Okay.
I be eating that shit like it ain't like it ain't nobody's business.
Right. You just eat it like on the regular smegler, or you be making like juices and stuff out of it and playing around with it?
Nah, I just be eating it on the regular, man. Like, say like if I want like something sweet. Instead of me eating, like, cookies and shit, I eat, like, watermelon. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I always like it, you know, from a kid and shit, so.
Right.
I be eating that shit.
That sounds good. Get it healthy. Huh?
I can see a difference. I see a difference in my body though. Like, you know, these past 2 months,
that's
man.
Good.
Yeah, like my titties, like I ain't got titties no more and shit.
Oh, I was about to say, bro, did you say titties? That's good though. That's good.
I'm
just some changes
like,
in your
I
lifestyle.
Mean, yeah, my chest and got, you know, a little flat and shit. And
right.
My belly done shrunk. I'm like, damn.
Said you like that,
I mean,
yeah.
It really been shrunk a little bit, you know.
Right.
I've been taking that fucking what's the supplement from Black Vegan Shop? The colon clean shit.
How was that treating you?
My God, that shit get. I'm talking about everything.
From the rooter to the tooter.
Yes, mucus, every goddamn thing coming about you. Like, I'm serious.
Right.
Like,
you take it every day?
I was, but I was taking it like according to like the bottle and shit. I was taking like 2 a day, but then
right.
You know what I'm saying? I had to cut that shit back. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I cut it back. I take like maybe one today and then one tomorrow, something like that. And then
Cleanse
myself and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a hard-headed motherfucker when it comes to eating sometimes.
Right.
You know, so I had to clean myself out.
Right, yeah, because a lot of that food is just not healthy altogether. So I can dig it, yeah. And I think
yeah.
I told you I used to follow their ass, and I do support Black businesses, but them videos was next level. They was next level. You know what I'm talking about. Anybody that follows that page, basically, to boil it down, you take some of that shit, you're going to be moving so light on your feet and everywhere else, you about to be fucking forever. That's all
I can say. They be promoting them sexual supplements too, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that Tonga art and all that old crazy shit.
Yeah, that shit is next level. I mean, it's funny and shit, too, you know what I'm saying, here and there, but I'm like, dang, whoever is running that page, that's the ones that I was always seeing was those nasty ones with the fountains and shit and things looking like things that you would insinuate as something else, but it ain't that. Motherfuckers got fruits and shit open and shit.
Fucking,
I mean, I'm just telling you, it is crazy,
man.
But... they definitely, you know, they next level
in your windows. It'd be in your windows and shit.
Right, in you waking up in your window. Oh, you didn't think he was gonna give you none. Now he ain't never leaving you alone. Like, man, that's all I'm gonna say. That shit's crazy. But you know, when it all boils down, as long as they got a good product and you know supplements and things that are good for your body. Then, like you said, you can already see the difference. You know,
I'm gonna tell you
like that.
With them, like they be sending me emails like, "Hey, I'm gonna have to unsubscribe or something." I'm like, "God damn!" I'm talking about they be sending emails like 5 times a day, just like giving me like discounts and shit. You know what I'm saying? On their supplements, but I'm like. The fucking colon clean shit, they sent me 2 fucking bottles of that shit. And I just paid, you know, they gave me another one free.
Oh, okay, that's a good deal.
You know? I'm like, shit, I ain't took all them damn pills, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, that shit gonna have you acting like them videos. I'm telling you, that's why whoever is sending them emails is using them products too. And they just in there, just I can just imagine email after email, just yeah. And then, you know what I'm saying? Just starting out. Because you know vitamins and stuff. If you eat,
they be advertising them. They got them sexual pills too. They be advertising that shit. That's why you be seeing.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'd be scared to try some shit like that, honestly. But I know, like, you know, when I used to make my little wellness shots, you know, which I need to get back into doing, but I used to cut up some ginger and some lime juice and shit, and I put it in my juicer, and then I would make like a little shot, you know what I'm saying, when I was in you know, my training for my job that I'm at now. And when I first start doing that, I'm telling you, instead of drinking coffee, that would be the first thing that I would be doing, because it's early in the morning and I'm at training. Yeah. But, you know, the blessing in it, well, okay, I work at home so I can fucking, you know, do what I need to do. But I'm telling you, that shot used to have me so lit. And it, and I don't mean shot with, like, liquor, like wellness shots. Yeah. Or shots that, you know what I'm saying, help you and things that you feed your body that's good for you. So I had read that ginger, you know, a lot of people do that every day. It's just, well, let me try this. Ginger had me lit. I was lit, bro. Lit.
That ginger good as a motherfucker. Like, I'd be, I used to drink that shit every day. Like, I used to make me, like, a drink, like, when I used to go to work. Like, I could feel it different. Like, you could feel, like, it's like you feel, I don't know, you just be awake and you have energy and all that shit. And that shit get mucus out.
Yeah, it's something that really is a good remedy to do every day. And when I had got sick, or I was feeling like I was getting sick, because I really haven't got fully sick, but I went to the store and I got me some ginger and some other stuff like that too. But I also started taking vitamin B12 and some other supplements. And I tell you, you know, you could probably hear it in my voice and I sound congested and stuff, but I didn't get as sick as I could have. And I didn't really have to take, you know, the Theraflu and all that stuff that I used to do. You know what I'm saying? Because actually when I went to the store to get it, that shit was empty as a motherfucker. The only thing they really had on the shelf was some allergy medicine. I'm like, what the fuck? But it is winter, so I get it. You know what I'm saying? But everything was gone. So I just got what I could, but I'm telling you, like, I still sleep okay at night, and I'm feeling better every day. It's like once I got to one point, it didn't never go below that. I never really got worse than that. I just slept it off kind of the first night, and every since then, just moving. And because I was sick, I really wasn't eating, so I really wasn't putting too many bad things in my body. I mean, I ate a piece of candy and shit here and there, but for, like, you know, the weekend, I didn't really eat, you know what I'm saying, at all. And so all I was doing was putting vitamins and stuff in my body, so there wasn't nothing bad to block me from getting as much nutrients as I can, you know what I'm saying? And I can definitely tell the difference, because like I said, I'm used to just let me hurry up and take some Theraflu or some cough medicine, and it helps still, you know what I'm saying, to an extent. You be asleep most of the day, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know, if you try to knock out that cold before it fully kicks in, chances are, you know, that stuff might not get you as bad as it could have been. But you could do the same thing with natural shit.
Yep.
Vitamins,
I'm telling you, man,
herbs.
Vitamins, herbs, that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That shit
and marijuana.
Yeah, marijuana. And, like, that shit good for you. It's like it's just good for your body. Like, you feel stronger and all that. Like, I've been doing, I do, like, some about 40 push-ups a day. And then I do some shit called Hindu squats. It's like some shit. Like, it's like a Japanese exercise. Man, I'm trying to tell you, like, that shit make you feel so fucking strong, man.
Right. That's what's up, yeah. That's all it is, you know, we say in people's health is wealth, and you never know until you try it, because people always just want to assume the worst. Oh, I can't do that. I can't do this. You know, and as soon as you say you can't, you can already canceled yourself out. You can do anything that you put your mind to, and whatever you put in your body is what your body is going to be craving. I'm pretty sure I've said this on the show before, but let me say it again. Whatever you put in your body is what you are going to be craving. So the idea of eating healthy when you're not really eating healthy and don't have a balance of the shit, you're going to be like, I can't do that. Can't do that. I need this. Or, you know, I've been eating fast food every day, so now I'm addicted to that, whatever the case may be. But as soon as you start putting more good things into your body and taking the right type of herbs and supplements, you'll see how that shit you know, works all together, because our bodies are made up of different, you know, minerals and you know, water and things like that. So we got to put some good stuff in there, too. And, you know, it's hard. Nobody can, you know, I can't say nobody, you know, because there are people that are doing this. But, you know, it's hard to, you know, jump in and say that I'm going to completely eat healthy 100% of the time. But if your average is 9% fucking good and 91% unhealthy, then yeah, that don't really balance right. Then you wonder why your boo-boo stank and shit, and the door and shit be creeping and cracking, and windows be coming open every time you go in the bathroom out stanking. And no, I'm just but y'all feel it though. Yeah. And I wouldn't say some shit unless I've been there myself. I've experienced this, so I know I can tell the difference. I can definitely tell the difference. But, yeah, man,
and like,
life is short.
And, like, you know, a lot of times, like, with your gut and shit be poked out, a lot of times that shit just be bloating. It be gas in your body and all that.
Right.
And it's like it can't get out your fucking body because, like, it's like, your intestines and shit be clogged up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And that shit,
it gets stuck.
That shit sitting in your fucking intestines, and that shit start rotting. Like, that shit crazy. Like, because McDonald's, man, I know, like,
that's nasty.
I know we had, like, a health day when I worked for the city. This shit was, like, 10 years ago.
Right.
And, like, this lady, she took us to the trunk of her car and shit. She was like, I put a big, a Happy Meal in here. It was like 10 years before. And that shit had been back there for 10 fucking years. And she showed us, like, the only thing that disintegrated on the burger was, like, the fries. Them shits didn't disintegrate at all. Man, that shit was, the fries looked just like cold. It was just like stiff and shit. On
that's
the burger,
nasty.
The only thing that disintegrated on the burger was the pickles. Everything
right.
else, that shit was still there. The bread, the meat, all that shit was still there.
And you cannot,
you know,
say that that's not fucking made in no damn laboratory. Anything that do some shit like that, that is not natural at all.
You know what I'm saying? That shit going in your fucking body, man. Some people eat at McDonald's like 2-3 times a day.
Yeah.
I know.
When,
like,
I was younger, I used to, too. And wondering why I'd be waking up and craving and shit. Over 1 billion sold and shit when they used to put that. I bet.
I'm going to tell you. I ain't, man, you eating that 3-4 times a day. God damn, your insides, them bitches is done.
Right? Yeah. I haven't even had McDonald's food in so many years. I can't fuck with that. Not at all. But to each his own, you know, but there's studies
like,
out there.
I ain't ate at McDonald's in 3 years, man.
Yeah. Just the thought of it. Because I seen a study like this back in the day where somebody had some McDonald's in a bag, and they left it in their little trench coat and shit for some years, you know what I'm saying? And then he pulled the shit out and did an experiment and was basically saying things that you were saying about old girl. And it was just nasty.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, you're putting this in your body. If it's not even aging or moving along, then it's just staying in you, and you don't even know what is it. It ain't food. Food don't last
and
that motherfucking long.
And the dude that I was with, like, it's crazy because, like, they take your blood pressure and shit, too. And, like, shit, both of our shit was high, but his shit was crazy high. Like, he had to, like, they wanted him to go to the hospital, like, type shit. And, like, I remember we got in the truck and shit, we left. I was like, yo, you want to go to the hospital? He was like, man, fuck that shit. He was like, stop at the store so I can get me some meat skins. I was like, damn.
What the fuck is meat skins?
It's like pork rinds.
Oh,
you know
okay,
pork
okay,
rinds
okay. I'm from country, I said the other version,
meat skin. Don't stop
right,
your shit.
That's what it made me. No. That's what it made me think about. But I know, being from different areas and stuff, you can't be assuming you know what somebody else might mean. You know what I'm saying? So it's
like,
better to get clarification.
But like, that shit, it was really meat skins though. Like you got you got pork rinds and shit. You can buy them, but like these was like meat skins, like. They like
like pepper, like it
looked
like beef jerky or something, that type of texture.
It's tougher than that. It's tougher than the beef jerky. But like it,
but
that
it's
shit
somewhere
is not
in
good
between. Yeah.
That shit is not good for you. And it ain't good if you got high blood pressure. And
no.
I'm telling
and neither you, is that neither is that motherfucking spam and Vienna sausage and potted meat shit. Give me some crackers,
you
know?
Like, that dude, he gone today. Like, he gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He died, man.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And a lot of people are dying from just various things going on and the world changing and not knowing exactly what it is that we are putting in our body and shit. And, you know, that's, as the times change or adjust or whatever, like you were saying the other day, sometimes you have to adjust your food and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like my grandma, you know, she's almost 90. So, you know, it's hard for her to understand where I be coming from as far as being a vegetarian. She respects it. But, you know what I'm saying, things she think, well, I should eat meat or I could still eat this. And she eat what she want to, healthy, all of that. But she was born in the 1930s. So I'm pretty sure growing up for many years that the food was more realer back then than it is now. And for whatever reason, we are in that microwave society where people feel like now you get money and you got it. Now you got to figure out how you can get it quicker without doing less work, with doing less work. You know what I'm saying?
You,
like,
you think about like fucking fast food, like was like real. It was more real back then. You know what I'm saying? Like,
everything was more real back then.
Everything was like real, man. People was farming. You know what I'm saying? People getting like fries was potatoes. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit was different back then. Now it's like motherfuckers so greedy, man. Like greed is the reason why.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The food's been fucked up. You know, people just got greedier and shit. You know,
and
like,
I bet you these motherfuckers ain't eating this shit neither, though. That's the fucked up part about it. A lot of these motherfuckers that's making all these power moves that own all these billion-dollar corporations, what the fuck is you eating? You know what I'm saying? I seen this. No, not even. I seen this rabbi dude. I wish I could find that video now, but he was on YouTube talking about McDonald's. I think he owned a chain of them or whatever the case may be. But he was like, we put the truth in y'all faces and y'all still don't understand. And basically says, we make this shit for y'all. We don't eat this shit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, and you would think the way that, you know, maybe it's just because I'm all about peace, love, and joy now, trying to, you know, get right. But I'm just thinking, like, the people with the money, you would think you can afford the farmers and to take the time and have as many lands dedicated to making sure we have the right type of foods and that we are healthy. You have billions of dollars to do that. But you would rather just cheapen it up so it's less expensive for you and you take all of our money on some shit and make, you know, America and whoever the fuck make us all fat and unhealthy and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You would think, because you want to save some money, oh, we can keep this on the shelf for 10 years now because we didn't put this in it. You know, now if people were poor and couldn't afford to buy food every day, I can understand if maybe they had a couple dollars and somebody gave them some jelly beans that said, hey, this will last you 10 years. They would move in that direction possibly because they're poor. And they need to get as much as they can that will last longer than getting something that might not be good, you know, in a week or so. They got to feed their family. You know, shit is just totally backwards. backwards.
Yep.
It's just wild.
Right.
You know, I ain't trying to go too deep into it, but I know you feel me, bro.
It's like you know, like a lot of people, like when they eat, they be eating like real fucking like bison and shit instead of steak. They be eating like the top notch shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The goddamn cows been raised right, no steroids. They be eating the good shit, man.
Right.
We get
right.
The fucking we get the shit flies and been on and all types of shit.
Oh yeah, shit and everything else. I remember we
yeah.
was going to the casino like about maybe 2-3 months ago, probably during the summertime. So probably shit, way time is flying. Probably about June or July or whatever. And there was like this little tent out there, and they were selling meat and shit. And first of all, I don't know how they were keeping it cold, whatever. We didn't go over there like that. But some people I was in the car with was interested. But my whole thing was, these are supposed to be, I think they was prime rib steaks or something. And
yeah.
I don't remember how many of them it was, but it was something like 100 or something. And then they were charging like $40 or something. What the fuck is you eating? And what kind of, and you got that many though. You got that many. I don't know what y'all eating. I wouldn't trust it like that. But prime rib, it was prime rib or ribeye steaks, whatever. You know, those things are not cheap. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? So how is you getting 100 of them for like $40? What the fuck is it? I don't give a fuck if they miniature or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, that don't sound right. That sound like a bunch of fat and some excess shit or something that came from a different country or something and somebody trying to get up off of it. I don't know. But me personally, if I ate meat, I wouldn't mind spending the regular price for it as long as I knew it was legit and real food, you know? But, yeah, just wanted to throw that in there. That shit just sounded real suspect. Motherfuckers running out of there with boxes and shit. The fuck is it? And it's in a clothes box. You can't even see that. I hate that. Fuck that. When I used to eat meat, I need to see what the shit looked like in the package. I'm not just buying some shit. I get home and unbox it. I did some shit like that one time. Most of that shit was full of fat. I threw that shit. It was nasty. Nasty. Not even. Mm-mm. Right? Don't you want to see
funny.
The fresher it is? Like, why you got this shit boxed up, especially for deals? For deals? You giving me 100 and I can't? I'm good.
That's crazy.
Right?
Man, it's so much shit. It's so much shit in the world. I just don't fuck with it. Like, you know, like,
right.
And it's like, it's like it's just more and more shit. It's like it's more visible. Like, just, you know, I used to like,
yeah.
you know, before social media, when, you know what I mean? When, you know, like everybody was like, everybody, privacy was like, you know, was sacred and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People weren't putting all their business online and shit. Like, you know,
yeah.
like social media. And it's just everything fucked up. Like, you know, these motherfuckers, they getting greedy, man. So it's
right.
like, you know what I'm saying? That shit on Front Street. Like, it's like they just so fucking greedy. The music fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The food fucked up. Like, everything fucked up.
Yeah, everything fucked up.
You know?
Everything is fucked up. I can dig it. I can dig it. Well, shit, bro, let me go ahead and play a couple more cuts and shit for the peoples, and we'll be right back. NC Hip Hop Show, hosted by your girl Taz That MC and Big Sin. Let's go.
The Magnificent on Facebook.
Up in the building, Corona Black on the mic. Shout out to Young Theta, who's the DC bang. Ever since the young buck, yo, my chain was hanging. Niggas couldn't see me then, and they can't see me now. Niggas the cash flow coming, and they wondering how. If it's on, then it's on, and I'm with whatever.
I
would hate to put a hole through your Cosby sweater. And I know what you thinking, cause you ain't too clever. Think you outsmarting me, and that ain't the method. Put your money where your mouth at. I know you talk a good game, but I wanna see if you really about that. I had a
a minor setback, but I bounce back.
Yeah, I bounce
and niggas
back.
Wanna see me
wrong.
Down, but that shit whack.
Shit whack.
So stay tuned and pay close attention. If this shit looking funny, then abort the mission. If I catch a chick slipping, then I'm hitting the kitchen. Better know Corona Black, all about that shit.
All about that shit.
Wonder why I talk like that, but
talk
it's because
like
I can fight a little bit and I keep the strap.
Keep
and won't hesitate to clap if you try to attack. Leave you bitch made
attack.
Niggas laying flat on your back.
Just
word is wrong, I'm the hardest in speech. Reason why, cause my rhymes are authentic and I'm really a cheat.
Really a
cheat. Playing with me, kid, and you really cause
you really
can see how a real nigga move when it's time to get busy.
To get
I ain't in the broadcasting my business, so if I gotta cook deep, ain't nobody gonna know that I did it. I ain't into having cold defenders, cause
cold
everybody try to claim that they solid to them questions here.
Then
out comes the videotape.
Yeah.
Where you crying all hard, now you saying that you made a mistake. Play it hard,
mistake,
but you
man.
Really was fake. Now you sitting in the prosecutor's office, feeling secrets with
hey.
Yeah. Like I'm Puerto Rico,
they
ask the buck 50, son, and leave you leaving. He won't know that I hit him till he sees the bleeding.
See the
now
bleeding.
His face wide open and shit. Nigga mad, now he wanna try and kill me
mad.
Like I popped this bitch. And I probably really popped this bitch. A lot of y'all act tough, and you know that you really a snitch.
Really
I just sit back and shake my head. Cause I can't believe the game is fucked up, and it's literally dead.
Literally
a lot
dead.
Of y'all niggas need to be dead. Cause you taking up space with real niggas that stuck in the bed. It's alright, yo, cause karma's a bitch.
Karma's
and it might
bitch.
Take a little bit of time, but the shit gon' hit.
Shit gon'
hit. Black, yo, I'm really
money
legit.
Black.
I'm and I burst a whole bunch of niggas down that they scared to admit.
Yeah. They admit.
On the slave owners on the back of flat, so it ain't no surprise if you crack it.
an overcrowded fucking Russian invasion. Problems of the world, I'm gonna take it in stride. Outside, fully dressed, but I'm naked inside. I ain't afraid to catch a fade. Mind over matter, bringing extra rage. Grind over chatter on the escapade. Dreams of big business, the escalate. Dream of the crop on the scene with a drop. Spitting for go-getters, got dreams at the top. 20 years plus, I've been ripping the mic. I'ma be a nigga for life. Nigga for life. Sacrifice, you can take my advice. I'ma be a nigga for life. Nigga for life. Militant, we ready to fight. I'ma be a nigga for life. Nigga for life. Sacrifice, you can take my advice. I'ma be a nigga for life. Nigga for life. Militant, we ready to fight. I'ma be a nigga for life. Nigga for life.
Walk Excellent is more than a brand. It's our destiny. We were created to be great, so we have to tap into that greatness and energy so that we can walk in our purpose. Sometimes it may seem difficult or impossible. Other times, our path may have an obstructed view or we just get lost. And some days, if not every day, we just have to simply let go and walk by faith, not by sight. Either way, we were built for greatness, and we have every right, I mean every right, to walk in our purpose. The journey of life starts from within. The key is taking the time to love yourself, mind, body, and spirit. For more information, please visit www.walkexcellent.com. You can also follow them on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Walk Excellent.
Right, right.
All
right.
I'ma feel it the second time around in life.
To let y'all niggas
yeah,
know
yeah.
It's not a test, by the way.
With honest dog.
Shit perfect, niggas.
We above, man.
And it's like that, just like that.
Yeah, golden era shit, man. Don't let me get it twisted, nigga. Yo, I got a lot on my mind. I try to battle inside like messages to a pirate. Get caught to your bottles of wine. Did it a thousand of times. Wake up and grunt to the sky. Shoot at the floor like a king size and I cover my pride. So fuck what you lame, damn. You hold your tongue with your fingers and what I say profound. Yeah, these the quotes I perfected and saw vividly. A television and shit. You stop with the fables, obvious plot to the angle. Got your wifey on all fours like the top of a table. Don't know if I reach the top or spot of her neighbor, but she make a call every time like I'm fouling a Laker. Nigga, I'm foul as they played it. It's more loud as the bass. Remember home runs, that's what allowed in the bases. Cold cash that we saw Rio. Now it's for the sound of music, you know. That rave me five, so Latido, my man. Spirit mad around me, floating. Turned a few mechanics in the smoke screens. I ain't mean to do it. I was 5 years from 13. Got it slimmer than a track line on dope wins. Every time I catch a chill, usually when I think about it. Skeletons, my closet keeps you shining on my latest album. Feelings on my sleeve, tell it fit it. Follow super cats. All my niggas' records got explicit. They should do an album. Every time I catch a chill, usually when I think about it. Skeletons, my closet keeps you shining on my latest album. Feelings on my sleeve, tell it fit it. Follow super cats. My niggas' records got explicit. They should do it. How many times you think they letting you slide for crossing that line? Like Jay walking that block, charging that ball when you lie. Cross his aim that his brain busts with the thoughts on his mind. All reverse the dots for your teeth, putting crosses on eyes. Niggas' handshakes like a man, skin is all in the sky. Groups in the past from angels that I know they all in the sky. Got us looking like, oh well, wasn't shook in that hotel. B11, neighbors had cats, who wasn't B12. Fuck about you when I was a kid, still. Narcissistic, hard shit started, you wish stories. Couldn't buy the pegs for your bike, but you missed stories. Talking all this hard shit, but all of it's mystery. I knew the difference between a soft and a whip. Shorty at 12 and a memory search. But look what it did for me, and that's what honest.
I'm Gucci.
Laugh until you getting smoked on. They think we soft cause we got driveways in the front lawn.
Yeah, and we are back. If you are an artist and you got that heat, send it to us. You can reach us on, you know, social media at NC Hip Hop Show. You can also go to our blog at nchiphopshow.blogspot.com. So make sure that y'all hit us up. What we are going to be doing, if you've been following us, is, you know, having some tracks that we play on the show also, you know, be put together on an artist playlist on Spotify. So it's a really cool feature that we can do with our radio show now. So we'll have a playlist that will feature some of these tracks. So, you know what I'm saying, at least on the other end of it, you know, you'll get a couple, what, not pennies, but you get a couple likes and a couple listens. Because you ain't going to get much from some streams, but at least you'll get a little something and some more recognition. Because if you're on our playlist, if you're on the NC Hip Hop Show's playlist, telling you, that's going to already get people going to your page if they fuck with your music. Now, that's a disclaimer. If they ain't fucking with you, I don't know, but chances are they'll most likely be fucking with you, because we ain't really trying to play nothing that we ain't, you know, fucking with. You know, if somebody slide through the cracks for, you know, whatever situation it might be, I mean, you know, we ain't going to, you know, put you on Front Street, but when it comes down to it, if y'all been rocking with us, you know we play that fire. So make sure you get those tracks to us so we can get you on an upcoming show. And then for this particular playlist, it's going to be released on Woo Wednesday. So, you know, we got the Wu-Tang tracks that's also going to be in rotation with some of the tracks that we play tonight. So make sure that y'all hit up our Spotify if you're on there. Just search for the NC Hip Hop Show. So, yeah, Big Sin, tell me, you know, who you looking forward to or what songs you want to hear from the Wu-Tang, you know, on this playlist coming up.
Shit, man, it's so many, man.
I know.
Ghostface, all I got is you. Shit, fuck it. The whole goddamn Supreme Clientele. I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of Ghostface. You know what I'm saying? Like old Ghostface. You know, lately.
Yeah.
The Jizzle, he my favorite Wu-Tang member though. You know, because
okay,
he always come with that. You know, he'd be, like, teaching and shit, you know what I'm saying? So he was always my favorite. That damn Liquid Swords album. Oh, my God. That shit classic.
Yeah.
That shit so classic. Like, every song on that shit is just, that shit classic. And it's crazy because, you know, like, back in the day, you know, that's the type of shit, you hear that shit on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit crazy. But, Old Dirty Bastard, he got some bangers. Rawhide, his album. You know,
right.
Like, it's so many fucking songs, man.
It's so many. Like
smart.
I was listening to. They are, man. Like before the show, I was listening to some shit. Some of the shit you was listening to or talking about, shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just getting hyped just listening. Off of just a few tracks, and it's like, you know, we want to put everything on there, but I already know we're going to have to do another Woo Wednesday, you know, show off top, because we just can't put them all on there at once, and, you know, we need to, you know, show them some love again and continue to show them love, but, you know, yeah, it's that, them songs, man, just, you know, even though they, you know, them old school cuts, a lot of them, you can get into that zone.
I get goosebumps
listening to some of that stuff.
Like real shit. Like when people be saying it's old school shit. That shit to me, when I hear that word, it's some good shit. I know it is.
Yeah.
Anything old is good shit, man. Like, you know.
It's good. Yeah.
Like, you know, like some. I ain't gonna say all of them, but. You know, because I'm telling you, be shocked at what some of these youngins be listening to. Like,
I bet.
I mean, like, they be listening to, like, all the classic shit. Like, I be shocked, but, like, you know, when people try to, like, downplay, like, older music, like, you know what I'm saying? That shit funny to me because, like, the music is out.
Not all right. of it. Some of it is timeless. You know, some of the good music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But some of that shit, it's just microwave shit. Like that girl, like Ice Spice. Like I'm not trying. I ain't trying
right.
to shit on her, but
right.
like that song. Like she like a. I want to see what like next year is she gonna still be around. That's what I want to see.
Right.
Is she gonna still be like around? Like. You know, like,
yeah.
or is she just a fucking industry plant or some shit? You know,
might be what a lot of these motherfuckers is, because, like you said, that microwave society. Just like we was talking about the food and how everything else didn't change, the music has changed too, like that. And
yeah.
a lot of people come with one good song, and when they through with you, they get rid of you because they had already made a million of you that all y'all sounded like, and they just pick who they want for the week. You know what I'm saying? Now it's your time to shine. Now it's your time to do this. And, you know, you got to do what they want you to do on the other side of things. But, you know, it's just crazy because how did people's mind get so conditioned to where they can't, they don't want to, you don't want to keep listening to the same songs? Like, if that's the cut, why does it have to be timed or considered old and now you can't listen to it? You need something new. And then if you don't get something new, then you ain't fucking with it no more. But you was never really a fan. So are you, do you not have people that you are fans of? I'm trying to understand it because, you know, I'm still listening to a lot of the same shit that I've been listening to. I like my old school cuts. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I want to be able to listen to it for as long as I want. And then I can also appreciate the shit that my mama and grandma and all them used to listen to as well. You know what I'm saying? I know classics and shit like that. You know them old school cheating in the next room.
Like, you know, it's just like with social media, it's like it get them a chance to condition people even more, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before, you just had the TV to condition you and shit, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much.
Right.
TV, magazine, shit like that. Everybody ain't watch TV or everybody ain't read magazines and shit.
Right.
So, with social media, is like it get them... It give them an opportunity to condition their fucking body because everybody got a phone, damn near.
Oh yeah.
Everybody,
and you know whatever whatever frequencies or whatever they tap in, they didn't, you know, upgraded that amongst the 10,000 towers, so it's probably working way faster than it was before. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I feel like, well, shit, my phone been working just fine, but why every year I got to get the 5G network and, what, you know, pretty soon 6 and 7G. Why you keep on just making all this shit? Just let me use my shit. But y'all going out to the satellites and beyond yonder to try to make something, you know, faster for whatever reasons. But at the same time, we are suffering from that radioactive activity. Now, I ain't trying to go too deep into this, but if you know anything about Atlantis, you know, and back then, you know, we used to have a protection over the earth that was like a water thing. It was full of water, but it protected the earth from radiation. And as, you know, basically, long story short, as man and doing all his shenanigans and man-made shit, eventually that shit started going down and down and down. And then that's how the you know, Noah's Ark and the flood and shit, you know, that's where all that water came from, you know, from up there. But when you picture it and really think about it, we had something that was protecting us from all this other activity because we were supposed to be dominion over the earth. We weren't supposed to go to Mars and Pluto and Venus and all that old extra shit. We had our protection against whatever, you know, was out there. You know, God, you know, made us how we were supposed to be. You feel me? But that protection and radiation been gone. So when you think about that, it been gone. Now y'all going up there, bringing all that shit back, and we have no protection. And then you wonder why people are in this microwave society. And I'm not trying to get too deep into it, my brother, because you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm about to go off, you know, about this shit. But, yeah, you know, I just want to, you know, throw that in the mix.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, you know, and it's like shit going to just get worse and worse, man. because people going to get greedier and greedier. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, they're going to be like, shit, well, we serving 6 billion burgers last year. Fuck it, let's serve 9 billion. And then they're going to inject cows mm-hmm. with more bullshit to make them grow faster. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And keep feeding slop. Because it's just like, if you eat a fucking, you know, like I said, I don't knock people that eat meat, man, because I ate that shit for a long time. But like,
yeah, for sure, yeah.
It's like, if you eat fucking meat, man, like, you know, like they say you are what you eat. So if you eat a cow,
right.
the cow sick and depressed and all that shit, when you eat that
right.
motherfucker, you're going to be the same fucking way. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, so,
Transfer of energy.
Yeah. It's just like sex, man. Like, if you just having sex with everybody, it's like you
right.
getting all that fucking energy, like, you know what I'm saying? If they got a fucked up spirit and fucked up energy, they gonna transfer that shit
right.
to you.
Exactly.
You know, like, that shit crazy, man.
It definitely is. And speaking of those cows and stuff, it made me think, and I don't know if this was real or not, but I think I was on Twitter and I had seen where these cows were somewhere, I want to say like China or somewhere, and they were like going around in a circle. It was like 10, 12, 15, I don't know how many cows it was, but somebody said they had been doing that for days, like walking around in a circle. And like I speaking of that, I need to, you know, pull it up and make sure that it's legit. Don't get it twisted, y'all, and don't be beyond here. No. I said from the beginning, I seen something on Twitter, and I don't know if it's real or not. But you know, if it was real, that's crazy. And why would the cows do that? That lets you know this whole spiritual shit. They tired. You eating their ancestors and. It ain't supposed to be like that, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't even really their fault, too, because even if you do eat animals, you know, because they are in the Bible, I'm not saying nothing is wrong with it, but just like how we are supposed to put good things in us, they're supposed to be putting good things in the animals. And if they're putting all these pills and hormones and cloning these animals and making duplicates and shit in the laboratory, that's not healthy because you're putting that energy in your fucking body. And they already
like,
are showing us that they can clone animals. Man, come on, man. All this money in the world,
like,
come on, man.
That shit just like milk and shit, like that we drinking from these cows, like we not meant to drink that shit. You know what I'm
right.
saying? That shit ain't meant to, like, that shit have pus in every goddamn thing.
Ugh.
I you
never
know
really
saying?
Liked
that,
milk anyway.
I'm going to tell you, they told lies and said, you know, milk make you this healthy and strong
right.
and all that bullshit. Man, that shit,
right.
that shit bad for you, man. Like, I don't know, it's just a lot of shit, man. I stopped eating, man. Like
yeah.
cereal and shit. Like, when you look at the fucking ingredients on that shit, like, man, they be putting fucking paint thinner and every goddamn thing in the food. You know what I'm saying? Because they know
crazy?
Nobody going. Huh?
I said, I know, I was just saying, ain't that crazy?
Man, that shit crazy. Because they know we ain't going to read no fucking, man, you could put on the cereal, you can be like, eating this will kill you. The motherfucker's still going to buy that shit.
Right. But at least if they put it on there, if you eat it, but they so fucked up with it, they be calling that shit a Zerena Nakalutala, and that fucking mean car oil engine. Why can't you just fucking call it what it is and put that shit on the label as is? You coming up with all this shit, can't nobody pronounce, don't nobody know what it is, and people just so used to taking people's word for it. And it's not, you know, nothing to do with just meat, it's just everything, even the vegetables and trying to eat good. Now, we don't even know if those things are all natural. They can't be, because I can tell the difference on how long vegetables last nowadays. Like, I don't know about your grocery stores out there, bro, but up here, you can get fruits and vegetables, and they don't really last as long as they used to. maybe a couple days and you're good. After that, they done got all wrinkly or things like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, you just, you never know. You never know what you're eating, but whatever you choose to eat, you know, just try to be as clean as you can, because I feel like even with the good stuff, you know, look at who's giving it to us. You know, we ain't got no farms and shit no more. We ain't producing nothing, so we got to go eat what these motherfuckers have gave us. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it's just levels to it.
I'm going to tell you,
definitely levels.
I do not trust them motherfuckers, but
it's like,
man, like, I don't know. It's like everything is so fucked up. It's hard to figure out what to eat, what not to eat. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, this person creating this and this person got their hand in this. Just don't know what the fuck.
Man. You definitely don't. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, man. Yeah, deep conversations all around the board today, as you can see. But, yeah, man, we got probably less than 10 minutes of recording time. I fucked up with that 15 minutes, but we still got a good hour or so in, you know what I'm saying, the show. So, you know, before, you know, we get into some... Huh?
I got my Walk Excellent beard oil, too.
Oh, for real? Oh, okay. Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, it's like that shit the truth. My beard, my shit done got moist already.
Right.
My barber, you know what I'm saying, he fucked my shit up, fucked my beard up. You know what I'm saying? So I had to trim it down. But like, you know, like at the bottom, like where I keep it long at, you know, that shit moist as a motherfucker, man. I'm telling you, it smell good too. That shit smell good as a motherfucker.
Yeah, Walk Excellent definitely got some good products and all natural, you know, definitely shout out to the sponsor. And for the fellas that's not familiar with the beard oil, it's the King's Love Beard Oil, and they have the original, and then they have the fresh blend, you know what I'm saying? So, man, Dixon, he wouldn't lie to you now. He said, man, that shit got his shit looking right.
Yeah, like, My shit, the truth, man. Like, she got my beard. I'm telling you, my shit, moist as hell already. Like, I swear it is. And I just, I put some in yesterday when I got it, and then I put some in this morning. You know what I'm saying? I swear my shit moist. Like, I can feel the difference. Like, you know, like, cause.
Yeah,
I was looking like Anthony Hamilton out this motherfucker.
right. Yeah, no, that's, and you know, that's not the first time that I heard that, because, you know, one of my coworkers I used to work with, you know, he had ordered something from Walk Excellent too, and he has a big beard and stuff like that too, and like he had took his mask off one day, and it was like during the summertime, and the way that sun was just listening off of him, like you could tell that he's been all healthy and moist. And our supervisor was like, "Oh, what are you putting on your beard? Like it just looks like, you know what I'm saying? Like the truth. Like, you know, I ain't even trying to wop it up like that, but that's exactly how it happened. And so, you know, he definitely was loving the product and, you know, bought a couple bottles and shit like that. So, you know, fellas, go to walkexcellent.com, check out the beard oil. And you won't be disappointed. For sure.
Telling you, man.
Yeah, I've been using their hair products and stuff too. So, you know, it be having my curls and stuff looking right. You know, I can go from the natural curly look, or if I want to just have it, you know, just straighter, then I'm good. But the hair products, you know, fellas and ladies, you know, depending on what you're doing with your hair, that rosemary water, and that I tried that new hair and scalp conditioner. Yeah, that's the truth. And I've been on the hair creams and stuff like that too, but yeah, like I said, all natural products, no chemicals, none of that. So make sure you check out walkexcellent.com. shout out, you know, we'll try to get some samples and shit, you know what I'm saying, again, so that we can have some giveaways and stuff like we've done before in the show, so people can check it out. But yeah, man, besides that, man, what you got popping for the new year? Any particular goals or anything new you want to do in the upcoming year?
The main thing I'm really focused on, like, is just getting healthy and just putting out some good music, you know what I'm saying? That's like the main thing that I'm focused on. You know, like when the new year come in, I wanna be focused, like, you feel me? Like, I don't wanna be drunk and fucked up, and I wanna be focused. You know what I mean?
Right.
They said that's how your year will be, so I definitely wanna be focused and have an idea of what direction my life going in, like, you know.
Right.
So that's like the main thing for me, man, like just trying to make sure, you know, I'm focused, man.
Right. Yeah,
you know?
that sounds like some good stuff, you know. I can definitely dig it. I'll definitely be doing some similar things, you know, and already moving in that direction now. So by the time the new year hits, I'm already, you know, in position. You know what I'm saying? You know, we don't have to put off, you know, tomorrow. We can start right now. If it's on your heart to do it, get it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I can definitely dig that. And I think also I'm going to start moving like the letter Q. You know why? Because you don't know if I'm going to be going for the loop or the dribble, nigga. Think about it. I'm serious, though. You feel me? Like, moving like the letter Q, you don't know if I'm going for the loop or the dribble. Because people is watching, they've been watching, and, you know, I find it very funny, you know, when people start moving because you moving. You know what I'm saying? You like, people going to move all day. If you moving and always moving, you going to be moving. But you know what I mean, bro, when people want to start moving because you start moving. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. So I think that's what I'm going to take up for the new year is move like the letter Q. You don't know if I'm going for the loop or the dribble. Might have to get that on the shirt. You feel me? But, yeah. Bro, we probably got a minute or so left of the show. So I'm going to let you give your last shout-outs and comments before we get on up out of here.
Shit, I just want to shout-out the world, man, and get healthy, man. Get healthy and get focused, man.
Facts, yes, and peace and love to everybody, and again, this will be our Woo Wednesday special, so make sure you go right to Spotify if you're not already there. The show will continue, and, you know, you'll hear some tracks that we play tonight, as well as, you know, you'll have some tracks from, you know, Wu-Tang and, you know, some other joints, so make sure you holler at us. Again, if you are an artist and you have a track that you want us to play or if you want us to interview you. But other than that, we out, y'all. Peace and love. And we'll see you next time around. Peace.
Peace.